Ukraine security issue.
On May 29th, the 95th day of the Ukrainian people's heroic fight against Russian invaders, fierce combats were fought in the Donbas, where Russia threw all its forces to seize the city of Severodonetsk-Luhansk region. Sergei Gaida, head of the Luhansk region military administration, said that having captured the city, the Russian army would report the capture of the entire region, but all their attacks fail, he said.
Ситуація в нас залишається важкою, але ворог не має успіху. От там, де вдалося йому закріпитись в готелю Мир, це на околицях.
The situation remains very complicated. The whole region is under fire, but the enemy fails. They took the hotel Mir and the outskirts, but they have not moved an inch forward from there.
Немає там успіху ворог, нічого він не зайняв, Северодонецьк наш. Що стосується інших населених пунктів, обстріли йдуть всієї території.
Moreover, they suffer losses. Our defenders hold the line. They have knocked the Russians off the Toshkivka and fortified there. They have also pushed the enemy troops 2 kilometers away from the Kamishuvaha-Popasny district, so now the Lysychansk-Bakhmut highway is shelled not so frequently and intensively as before.
Там, тобто зараз обстріли траси Лисичанськ-Бахмут вже менше. І військовим допомога.
Now it's easier to deliver supplies to our military and humanitarian cargoes to Severodonetsk, said Сергій Гайдай. On the last Sunday in May, residents of Severodonetsk celebrated City Day. Of course, the war changed everything, but a lot of those who fled the city to the western regions decided to mark the date. Marina Pravatorova, who heads the artistic community Art Guard and Me, said that members and other activists baked yellow and blue heart-shaped gingerbreads with the words "I love Severodonetsk" and "Severodonetsk is Ukraine." We have sold them out. All the money will go to the armed forces, she said.
У цей день бути вдома, відсвяткувати, як завжди. Проте можемо підтримати одне одного.
We can't be at home on this day and celebrate as we did before, but we can support one another, support our city, support the Luhansk region, said Marina Pravatorova. Russian troops keep trying to break through the Ukrainian lines of defense in Donbas, actively using record systems, artillery, aviation, and radio electronic warfare equipment. The East Operative Command said in a daily report on Sunday that 4 civilians had been killed and 9 wounded over the past 24 hours. According to the report, the Russians shelled and bombed 46 towns and villages. They destroyed or damaged 85 apartment buildings and private houses, as well as a boarding school, a movie theater, a chemical plant, and a depot. About 1,500 people were evacuated. In the occupied Azov port city of Mariupol, Donetsk region, one of the local supermarkets now serves as provisional mortuary. The Russians wanted to show a fake picture of life returning to the city they had totally destroyed. They wanted to report the restoration of water supply and sewerage, but water flooded the streets and washed dead bodies out of graves, said Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the Mariupol mayor. He warned of an extremely high epidemic hazard. It was reported last week that Russian invaders were enlarging one of the mass graves in Mariupol and that later they planned to accuse Ukraine of mass killings and inhuman burials of the Mariupol residents. The Ukrainian armed forces have launched a counter-offensive in the south and forced Russian troops to retreat to poorly fortified positions in the Kherson region. The enemy forces have suffered heavy losses. Fighting continues, the general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces reported on Sunday. At the same time, in order to disperse the Ukrainian forces and prevent their redeployments to the most critical frontline areas, the Russian army is increasing the number and intensity of indiscriminate artillery, missile and mortar strikes on towns and villages in the Chernihiv and Sumy regions bordering on Russia. Shells and missiles fired from Russian territory hit private houses and apartment buildings almost every day, increasing the number of civilian victims. The general staff also reported missile strikes on residential areas and infrastructure facilities in the Dnipropetrovsk, Mykolaiv, and Kharkiv regions that also resulted in civilian casualties. Ukraine expects to hear good news from partner countries about arms supplies as early as next week, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday. According to him, the sooner fresh deliveries arrive, the sooner the Ukrainian army will exceed the enemy forces in terms of firepower.
Ситуація дуже складна, особливо в тих районах на Донбасі і на Харківщині, де російська армія намагається вичавити хоча б якийсь результат для себе.
Until then, the situation is very complicated, especially in the Donbas and the Kharkiv region, where the Russian army is breaking its back trying to achieve at least something. The key areas of military action are Severodonetsk, Lysychansk, Bakhmut, Popasna, and other cities where the Russian offensive is focused. But our army holds the line. It is indiscreetably hard there, and I'm grateful to all those who withstand this onslaught, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Михайло Подоляк, advisor to the president's office head, warns that if Russia is allowed to defeat Ukraine, the whole world will be in danger, as other autocrats will see that they can also cause territorial conflicts and exterminate nations. The war in Ukraine is not a local conflict or a humanitarian crisis. It is a matter of the world's tomorrow, Podoliak said. Last week, the Kremlin actively disseminated its narrative about so-called Russia's inevitable victory and the need for Ukraine to make concessions. The campaign was reinforced with loyal so-called Western experts. A number of European leaders and politicians have also suggested that Ukraine cede a part of its territory and sovereignty to Russia in exchange for peace. The president's office has rejected the idea, explaining that concessions would only prolong the war and even cause new conflicts.